What if I told you that most women can't identify their own anatomy on a diagram, that the clitoris, an organ dedicated entirely to pleasure, wasn't fully mapped by medical science until the 1990s? This isn't ancient history. This is now. We live in an age where you can pull up a 3D model of the human heart on your phone, yet female genitalia remains shrouded in mystery, shame, and dangerous misinformation. The consequences aren't just embarrassing, they're life-altering. Women undergo unnecessary surgeries to fix normal anatomy, they endure years of undiagnosed pain, they navigate sexual experiences without understanding their own capacity for pleasure. This knowledge gap isn't accidental. Throughout history, information about female bodies has been systematically controlled, suppressed, and distorted. From medieval midwives burned as witches to modern threats against reproductive rights, the pattern repeats. Controlling women's bodies begins with controlling knowledge about them. Remember sex education? That awkward session with misinformation while classmates giggled? For many, that single class was it. One woman was warned against tampons because blood shouldn't be captured inside, medically nonsensical advice that shaped her choices for years. This neglect persists. A quarter of UK girls feel unprepared for their first period, and over a third of schools provide inadequate sex education. The internet fills the void with pornography presenting fantasy as instruction. The Netherlands offers a stark contrast. Comprehensive sex education begins at age 4, teaching bodies, relationships, boundaries, and safety. Dutch teenagers have sex later and report more positive first experiences, well-timed, consensual, and enjoyable. American women more often cite opportunity or pressure. Without proper education, teenagers fumble through confusion and sometimes trauma. When you don't understand your body, how can you recognize problems, advocate with doctors, or make informed choices about contraception, pregnancy, or pleasure? We still call the entire external female genitalia the vagina, a linguistic erasure one psychologist calls psychic genital mutilation. The vulva encompasses the clitoris, mons pubis, urethral and vaginal openings, and labia, representing female pleasure and sexuality beyond reproduction. While vagina has been tolerated for its reproductive role, the vulva has been linguistically sidelined, reducing women's genitalia to a hole. This erasure wasn't inevitable. Medieval Europe embraced vulva imagery through Sheila Nagigs, exaggerated stone carvings adorning churches and castles across Ireland and Britain. The anatomical reality is far more complex than most people learn. The vagina is a muscular tube whose walls normally press together. The visible glands is just the clitoris's tip. It extends internally with a shaft dividing into two legs of erectile tissue. This organ, solely for sexual pleasure, was fully mapped only in the 1990s by urologist Helen O'Connell. She discovered the clitoris extends 5 to 12 centimeters and swells dramatically during arousal, a staggering oversight reflecting centuries of disinterest in female pleasure. The hymen is a thin fold of mucous tissue at the vaginal opening, not a membrane sealing the vagina. About 40% are crescent-shaped, others ring-shaped, and some women have thicker hymens or none at all. Despite having no biological function, it has become a powerful symbol of female purity. This ignorance leaves women vulnerable. Female virginity is framed as something undone by penetrative heterosexual sex, defining women's sexuality through men's actions. In some Arab cultures, losing virginity is considered worse than losing an eye or life itself, leading to fake hymens, animal blood on wedding nights, and hymen reconstruction surgeries. Western cultures maintain subtler myths. Virginity is narrowly defined as penis-in-vagina penetration, leaving LGBTQ+ women questioning their sexual experiences. First-time sex is expected to involve blood and pain, with little discussion about arousal. If everyone understood that hymens naturally change over time, stretch rather than break, and vary widely, more women would seek medical help sooner, feel less shame, and have greater agency in their sexual experiences. Only 18% of women orgasm through vaginal penetration alone. Most require clitoral stimulation. Yet this remains shocking to many, partly due to Freud's early 1900s theories claiming clitoral orgasms were immature, while vaginal orgasms represented sexual maturity. The orgasm gap reveals the problem. 95% of straight men usually orgasm during sex, compared to only 65% of straight women. Meanwhile, 86% of lesbian women regularly orgasm, because lesbian sex doesn't prioritize penetration over clitoral stimulation like heterosexual encounters typically do. This systematic overlooking has serious consequences. When the clitoris is viewed as unimportant, women's pleasure is dismissed. More devastatingly, this devaluation enables violence against female genitalia. Female genital mutilation affects an estimated 200 million women worldwide. From the late 19th century into the 20th, Western doctors performed clitoridectomies to curb masturbation and treat sexual dysfunction. Fortunately, projects like OMG Yes and campaigns like hashtag GirlSwank2 are working to educate about the normalcy and diversity of female orgasm. Women's pain is systematically underestimated in healthcare. They wait longer in emergency departments and receive sedatives instead of pain medication, their complaints dismissed as emotional. Endometriosis exemplifies this, affecting 1 in 10 women, yet taking 7 to 8 years to diagnose. The condition causes tissue similar to the uterine lining to grow outside the womb, creating debilitating pain that destroys careers, relationships, and fertility. Vulvodynia, persistent, unexplained vulval pain affecting up to 1 in 6 women, remains under-researched. The stinging, tearing pain doesn't respond to standard painkillers and often makes sitting or sex excruciating. One woman with vaginismus was told to drink alcohol before intimacy and refused examination because she wasn't sexually active. Meanwhile, cervical screening saves thousands of lives yearly, preventing at least 2,000 cancer deaths in the UK alone. Yet screening rates hit a two-decade low in 2018, with nearly 40% of women aged 25 to 29 skipping appointments. The human papillomavirus causes almost all cervical cancers, yet a third of British women haven't heard of it. Women now comprise over half of new doctors, potentially improving research into historically dismissed conditions. But this comes too late for countless women whose pain was dismissed as normal. In a world profiting from women's shame, anatomical knowledge becomes radical resistance. Understanding your body isn't vanity. It's the difference between 7 years of undiagnosed endometriosis and early intervention, between accepting painful sex as inevitable and discovering pleasure you didn't know existed, between feeling broken and recognizing you're beautifully, perfectly normal. Silence breeds compliance. Without understanding how your body works, you accept unnecessary procedures, tolerate dismissive doctors, and internalize undeserved shame. When you understand vulva's common infinite variations, you stop seeking surgery to correct normal anatomy. When you learn the clitoris is mostly hidden, you stop accepting sex that ignores it. When you recognize severe period pain isn't normal, you demand better care. This is political. Every time you use accurate anatomical language, you challenge centuries of erasure. Every time you refuse to accept pain as inevitable, you push back against medical sexism. Every time you prioritize your pleasure, you reject the narrative that female sexuality exists solely for male gratification. Your body isn't a mystery to be solved by experts or a problem to be fixed by profit-driven industries. It's yours. Learn it, celebrate it, defend it.